With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Surging crime has President Trump mulling a takeover by the feds of the nation's capital city.
In Washington, D.C., the Metropolitan Police have arrested two 15-year-olds for an attempted carjacking and beating, an attack that caught the attention of President Trump.
A young man who was beat up by a bunch of thugs in D.C.
The victim was one of the most visible figures of Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, Edward Korestein. Police say a group of teenagers approached him and a woman around 3 a.m. Sunday and made a comment about taking the couple's car. President Trump's reaction?
Either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
In part two of our special series on radical legislation pending in the California State Assembly, we will learn why Assembly Bill 495 poses a danger to parental rights nationwide. Karen England, president of the Capital Resource Institute in Sacramento, says the bill would allow anyone to remove a child from public school or even daycare without the knowledge of a parent.
We always say California isn't Las Vegas. What happens in California doesn't stay in California. And other states should be concerned about this because it's undermining their laws when people from other states come here. So while this really, you know, we are focusing on California, this is any parent's nightmare whose child may come visit a relative or go to a camp in this state and may be giving up their parental rights.
More information on dangers posed nationally by Assembly Bill 495 in California can be found at the website realimpact.us. President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 131. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The Department of Veterans Affairs has posted the proposed rule change and opened a public comment period on it that runs through the 3rd of September. The department says in its proposal that it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. President Trump surveys a new construction site at the White House from the roof of the building.
Late Tuesday morning, President Trump emerged from a door connected to the state dining room and stepped onto the roof above the press briefing room and West Colonnade at Walzer Rose Garden. He spent nearly 20 minutes surveying the rooftop and the grounds below, including a newly paved makeover of the Rose Garden. Reporters, tipped off by the out-of-the-ordinary positioning of snipers above the Oval Office, shouted questions from below. One called out, "Sir, why are you on the roof?" Mr. Trump shouted back, "Taking a little walk. It's good for your health." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A small medical transport plane has crashed and burned on the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona, killing four people. The crash of a CSI Aviation Company flight from Albuquerque occurred near the airport, about 300 miles northeast of Phoenix. Two pilots and two medical personnel were on board the plane. More details at SRNNews.com.